This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. We are just 1 week away from Wisconsin's fall partisan primary. During the April election, voters had to contend with limited polling locations due to a lack of poll workers and confusion with last-minute legal decisions. The pandemic is still a concern for voters hoping to vote in the upcoming primary, and it's likely it'll impact the November general election as well. So, information on how to vote safely is more important now than ever. For a primer ahead of Election Day, WUWM's Mayan Silver spoke with Neil Albrecht, the former executive director of the Milwaukee Election Commission. He's assisting the department as they prepare for the remainder of this year's elections. He starts by explaining the voter registration process.
So we're very fortunate in the state of Wisconsin that anyone can request a by-mail absentee ballot. We are what's called a no-excuse state for absentee voting. As long as they are eligible to vote and as long as they are registered to vote at their current address.
And people can go to register online at myvote.wi.gov. Is that correct?
They can. So if a person needs to update their registration, the best way to do that is at the MyVote website, where they can register if they are a new Wisconsin voter. They can also update their registration if they were previously registered but have moved since then. And again, they would want to complete that process before requesting an absentee ballot.
And what do you need to register to vote?
So Wisconsin has something called a proof of residence requirement in order to register to vote. Basically, some sort of an acceptable document that includes your name and your current address, the address that you're going to be registering at, and it proves that you reside at that address. So some of the more commonly presented proof of residences include things like your Wisconsin driver's license or your state ID, if they have your name and current address on them. A bank statement, a utility bill, a paycheck stub, any correspondence, like any document that you've received from a unit of government. It's important to note that government is pretty big. We have city government, county, state, and federal government. So it can be anything from, for example, on the local level, from the city of Milwaukee, on the national level, something from Social Security, and everything in between, as long as it's a unit of government, qualifies as a document issued by a unit of government. It's a pretty extensive list. Also, things like a lease, a property tax bill, a receipt for paying your property taxes. I think that there are a number of good options for residents.
So when people register, they need to show their name and current address, but they don't need to show a photo ID when they're registering.
That's correct. It's really kind of a two-step process. First, you have to prove your residence when you register to vote by meeting the proof of residence requirement. Second, you need to prove your identity by providing your photo ID when you actually are requesting a ballot or voting on election day. And if I could just back us up a little bit and say, when you are registering to vote on the MyVote website, as long as you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, you can actually update your address with the DMV as part of that registration process. So I don't want voters to think that they have to go to the DMV, update their ID prior to registering. They can actually do that as part of the process.
Gotcha. Well, and what else do people need to know about registration?
So you have to meet the qualifications to vote in order to register, which is you cannot be serving probation or parole for a felony conviction, you have to be 18 years of age by election day, and you have to be a U.S. citizen. You also have to be a resident at the address that you are registering to vote for at least 28 days before the election. That means you have to be residing at your address for at least 28 days prior in order to register to vote at that address. If you have moved within that 28 days, it's actually okay to continue to vote from your previous address.
And so someone's, let's say they're registered to vote, what are the three ways that they can vote now?
So they've got three good options. The same, even during this time of a pandemic, it's the three options that are normally available to voters. The first one I'll say is the one that we encourage because it is the safest in terms of health and safety and the pandemic, and that is to request an absentee ballot by mail. So that would be a ballot sent to a voter's home or mailing address. So there's by mail absentee voting. There will continue to be in-person absentee or early voting at sites across the city in the 2 weeks preceding the election. And then, of course, there is voting at a polling place on election day. I do want to add to the last item, the election day polling place or voting site, that because of the pandemic, there can be some last minute changes to polling places or voting sites. So very important, good practice for anyone who plans on voting at their voting site on election day to confirm that site prior to the election. Again, they can do that at the My Vote website. Just because we are in a pandemic, I think voters want to think a lot about election preparation, planning for the election, recognize that things can be different than previous elections, and a part of that is confirm your voting site.
And let's talk about mail-in voting in particular. How does someone request a mail-in ballot?
So the easiest way to request an absentee ballot is to do so at that MyVote website. I think we're kind of covering a couple of times here. This MyVote website, which is offered by the state, is really the easiest public access to voting besides going to a polling place on election day. At that MyVote site, you can register to vote, you can request an absentee ballot, you can confirm your voting site, you can confirm your registration status. It's really good for members of the public to develop a familiarity with that website. But I also recognize that not everyone in the city of Milwaukee has access or consistent access to the internet. So if going to that MyVote website is not a good option for requesting an absentee ballot, they can go to any number of Milwaukee Public Library branches. They are open Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a list of the library branches that's published on our website, and they can go and request assistance with the absentee application process. The final option would be just go ahead and call the Election Commission at 414-286-3491 or 414-286-VOTE. Just identify that you would like to receive an absentee ballot for the upcoming elections, and staff are available to provide assistance with people in order to complete that request process.
And what's the deadline for requesting a mail-in ballot?
So the deadline for most voters is the Thursday preceding the election. If it is for a voter that is indefinitely confined, and I'll provide the definition, a voter I can identify as indefinitely confined if they are unable to appear to vote on election day due to age, illness, or disability. they actually have until the Friday preceding the election to make that request. So Thursday for most voters, Friday before the election for those that identify or certify as indefinitely confined. I do want to add that even though state statutes have those deadlines in place, I would not encourage people to wait until those deadlines to request their absentee ballots, just because we know that there are some delays right now with mail delivery, and you want to make sure there's enough time for you to receive your ballot, vote your ballot, and return it to be counted in the election.
And what's the deadline for returning the ballot?
Your ballot has to be received by 8 p.m. on election day, either by mail or at any of the Dropbox locations that we have established in the city of Milwaukee. And what I mean by Dropbox is somebody that's requested an absentee ballot will receive with their ballot a list of Dropboxes where they can just take that ballot and drop it into the Dropbox, and they don't have to rely on the Postal Service for returning that ballot. Most Milwaukee Public Library locations have Dropboxes for both the August and the November elections.
And can you talk about the witness signature very briefly?
Yeah, it's very important that anybody voting by mail absentee follow each step of the instructions that's provided with their absentee ballot. One of those instructions is you have to have a witness signature on your absentee ballot. That's somebody who will sign and provide their full address as verification that you are the person who voted your absentee ballot. That can be a spouse, a roommate, a neighbor. They can sign as your witness. I know that some people actually even use their postal carrier to sign as their witness, and then they ask that postal carrier to take the ballot with them.
And can you talk about ballot tracking at all? Do the ballots get tracked both when they're sent from the municipal clerk's office and then when they're returned by the voter?
Yeah, so the state of Wisconsin just phased in intelligent barcodes on absentee ballots. So they are tracked from the moment that the mailing label is generated until it actually goes out in the mail, till it's received by the voter, mailed back to the election commission. You can track the status of your absentee ballot. It's really to improve the performance of by mail absentee voting in the state of Wisconsin. You do that on the My Vote website. So again, it's a terrific site to voters who really want to be informed in terms of voting options, how to register, how to request an absentee ballot, and then how to track your ballot.
All right. Well, Neil Albrecht, thanks for sharing how to vote and how to vote by mail.
Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Neil Albrecht is the former executive director of the Milwaukee Election Commission. He spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver.